Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't.
Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people coming up around 1:45. Your phone calls. First, though, yeah, this song is appropriate right now because yesterday, Hugh, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, he had Gary Player, the great golfer, on his show. And Gary, I believe, is 89 years old now. Listen to this exchange, Hugh, and the way Mad Dog says goodbye as they end their conversation to Gary Player. This might be my new favorite way to say goodbye to anybody. Here it is.
So tell him that the country right now loves Rory. You give him that message for me. You give him that message.
I will do that. And think about young people now realizing they've got to do training with weights, and realize young people to never, ever, ever give up. As Winston Churchill said, never give up. You've got to keep trying, strive for education, and think what it's done for tourism in Ireland. Can you imagine?
100%. Royal St. Rush, here I come. Whatever that, Port Rush, whatever it's called. There, I am there next. You are the best. Stay alive. Thanks for coming on, Gary. Appreciate it very much.
All right. All my love to your listeners. Take care, my buddy.
You got it with Gary Player.
You're the best. Stay alive.
I mean, 89, Joe. He sounds great for 89,
he does.
Though.
He sounds I love great his accent. For
89. Gary, yeah, man. And to quote Winston Churchill, probably met Winston Churchill, didn't he?
He probably did, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot to digest.
You don't get many stay alives.
Yeah.
Start telling people to stay alive. Listen, stay alive. We'll talk soon.
Hang in there. Stay with us for a little while longer. Yeah, that was pretty profound.
You think it hit Gary as he got off the phone? Did he just tell me to stay alive?
I don't think so. I think he probably glossed completely over that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're that age, you ain't picking up on a whole lot.
Probably not. No, he sounded with it though, Gary Player.
Yeah, he was with it, but you know, it's like whatever. He's whatever.
Is stay alive the furthest we can go? Like, is don't die? Is that too far? Just don't die on me, Gary.
Sounds like don't die.
Don't croak.
Yeah.
Here's the unfortunate thing about that.
Hopefully, we talk soon.
It all depends on who you're talking to when you say it, because some people might compartmentalize that and really crash out.
Yeah.
when you say
they get in their head,
like,
no, I don't have much time left.
What do you mean? Do you know something I don't know?
So you got to be careful.
Yeah. You got to be careful with that.
All right. Stay alive,
89
everybody.
89 is a nice little run, though.
It's a good one.
For life.
Hope you make it till our next conversation.
Yeah. That's a long ass time to be here, man. 89?
What do you think is a good amount to live?
I would say 70.
Man.
70? That's not
long as possible, dude.
Yeah.
No, dog. Listen. I don't want to be somewhere shriveled up wearing a diaper, dog.
Well, of course. I think as long as possible implies that you're still suffering.
I don't want to be a burden on my family. I don't want to be waiting around for somebody to wipe my butt or something like that. I just don't want to live.
But
like
there's
that.
A gap between 70 and that. I mean, there's some people live strongly throughout their 70s.
Yeah. I mean, there's some people that live great lives. Yeah. Like they just lay down one day and they just go to the upper room. But nah, I don't want to be here if it's a burden. Put it like that. I want to be here as long as I can take care of myself.
Okay.
by myself.
I'm just trying to figure out what age I need to start saying to you, stay alive.
Yeah, hey, buddy, don't you go dying on me.
Signing off every show. Like, all right, Hugh, stay alive.
We'll talk tomorrow. All right, let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
What's going on, Ken?
How ironic you come to the elderly guy.
No, I did not do that on purpose, Ken. It's just you were next.
About
stay
how
alive there, Ken.
So, I always hope I stay alive until our next conversation. So that just kind of goes without saying.
Yeah.
Can I touch on the draft real quick?
Yes.
Before I get to
yes.
The
yeah. You got it.
So there's no way the Eagles are drafting a cornerback in the first round who refuses to tackle. Absolutely no way. Remember, a lot of mocks had Wiggins from Clemson coming
yes.
here last year,
yep.
and the knock on him. And if you put on the tape, it wasn't false. They might as well not give that kid shoulder pads. So. And the other thing to remember about the draft, and I pray that the Eagles don't move out of the first round, because I already won the tickets to go down there next Thursday night. I don't want to have to stay there all night to watch the Eagles not pick somebody. So, but there's zero chance they're picking at 32. The thing to remember about the draft is each draft shapes up the way it shapes up. The reason Quinyon Mitchell was still there at 22 for the Eagles to pick last year was because he was the first defensive player drafted. So, that this always kind of happens at the top half of the draft, where some kind of a run starts for some reason. Most of these GMs have no idea what they're doing, and they're completely reactionary. So when they see something going, they figure they got to get on that train. So you don't know how that's going to shape up until draft night. So either the Eagles are going to trade up, or they're going to trade out of the first round entirely. And I'm thinking we'll probably know by about the 15th pick in the draft.
Since yeah. They don't have- and- You're right. And last year, those quarterbacks, that really turned that draft upside down. Was it like six in the first 12 picks was quarterbacks last year? And people didn't really anticipate that. So, yeah, you're right. Every draft kind of takes on a life of its own once it starts.
Well, a lot of people question how Quinyon Mitchell could possibly be the first defensive player drafted. So it turned out that, you know, Howie Roseman's big surprise, knows what he's doing. So with Aaron Nola, you know, first of all, he's got 6 years left on a $175 million extension. There's no way you're trading him. Nobody's going to take that contract. There's absolutely no way to trade that. The thing with Aaron Nola is he's over the last 4 or 5 years, he's become that guy who is good at keeping people off base, but his mistakes always seem to go over the fence. Like, he'll make one or two mistakes a game, and they always just seem to get hammered. So he's got to learn at this stage in his career to be that pitcher who figures out how to pitch without having the same stuff he used to have. That's the difference between pitchers that have long careers where they're effective well into their twilight of their career. You know, Justin Verlander doesn't throw 100 miles an hour anymore. He's got to figure that part of it out. The thing that bothers me is, I'm telling you, I don't know how much longer I can take listening to Rob Thompson, you know, tell me that Aaron Nola pitched great for 3 innings last night after he was terrible in the first inning. I don't know how much longer I can take Rob Thompson telling me, you know, Johan Rojas, every once in a while a guy makes a mistake. I can't listen to that anymore. Like, the biggest problem with this baseball team, and they can't hit, I've been saying it forever, they're constructed wrong, they can't hit. But taking that for what it's worth, the biggest problem with this baseball team is in that dugout. It is the manager, it is the hitting coach. And how much longer are we supposed to live with Rob Thompson just kind of waving this stuff off? There's 70 guys batting under 200 in Major League Baseball. Okay, well, 65 of them seem to be wearing Phillies uniforms. Like, I'm done with it. I can't listen to him anymore. He should have been fired after they lost the NLCS in 2023. And they are going to have to pull the trigger on him, because John Middleton will not fire Dave Dombrowski. He won't. Dave Dombrowski has all of John Middleton's trust, and he – Dombrowski would have to sleep with John Middleton's wife to get himself fired at this point. There's just no way.
Yeah, he's not getting fired. No, he's not. And that would be an end-of-the-year offseason thing. And can we appreciate if they wanted to do something different in the front office? The Topper thing, I do think the fan base here is frustrated with Topper.
They're tired of the same old, same old.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, that when I come on here and I try to give you know what I think about what's going on, it's tough because – a lot of the fans that are listening to what I'm saying, they've heard this before.
Yep.
And they've heard some of these excuses before, and they remember how the season ended. And they don't want that to happen again because they're emotionally invested. You know, the thing that I find fascinating is that we talked to a lot of people before the season started. And a lot of people that we talked to, Joe, before the season started said that they weren't going to get emotionally invested in this team. Hmm. Guess what? They are emotionally invested.
Absolutely.
And when they see some of the same things over and over and over again, and they see some of the same patterns, it's frustrating, you know? So I get that part of it. And to sit there, I understand where Topper's coming from, because he said, you know, what did he say, the name on the front, well, you're going to hit what your card says you're going to hit and all this other stuff. He's staying true to who he is, but he has to understand, ain't nobody trying to hear that right now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nobody's trying to hear any of that right now.
I'm trying to pinpoint when we could have like significant Topper hot seat conversation. I mean, that Ken is one caller, one person. There's been others the last few days. I'm looking at the schedule. So the Phillies play the Giants today. They have the Marlins at home this weekend. Next week on paper is a very difficult schedule week. They go to the Mets and they go to the Cubs, who right now are in first place in the Central. We get back in here Monday, April 28th. If they don't play well these next 4 days at home against the Giants and Marlins, and then they have a tough trip to the Mets and Cubs, they could be well under 500 by the time that April 28th rolls around.
We're flirting with that right
now.
They
could be 3-4 games under 500, and people say, what are we doing here? This is Girardi 22 all over again. Well, let's hope not. Let's get a win today. They are a big favorite with Sanchez on the mound. All right, let's talk to Marlon, who's got beef apparently. What's up, Marlon?
Hey, Joe. Marlon, was just listening to the last call, and I understand y'all – like, people label me because I call the radio. Mm-hmm. But that's what y'all job is.
Well, we label you because you're a Cowboys fan.
I mean, no. But see, y'all label me a Cowboys fan.
You are a Cowboys fan.
You said you're a Cowboys fan.
I am. But anyway.
Okay.
When I listen to WIP, I like to hear y'all give me the information about who this, who that, whatever, whatever. Just like Nola. The last time he pitched, it was 2-0, right? But the bats were dead. Mm. Sometimes the Philly pitchers need them bats to wake up. But I ain't just saying, the John Jack Fritz, right?
What'd he do?
He's supposed to be the smartest baseball person on WIP.
Well, that's pretty debatable.
Suck.
But
they suck, though. I mean, all he know is pom-poms and Bryce Harper. And then
Now, I don't know if you listen, Marlon. He's had a harsh tongue at the Phillies the last couple nights on Final Out. Did you hear him?
Did you hear him bury him? Then yesterday, he had to giggle like a baby getting candy when they won. You know what I mean? See, people can't take him serious.
Listen. What does Jack have to do with the whole Phillies team, though?
No, but what I'm saying about him is now on his show. If you got something bad to say about Bryce Harper, he don't even want to let him personally.
Well, he's protective of Bryce. We know that.
Yeah, that's his guy, ain't it?
How can we take his takes when he got pom-poms?
What do you want me to do about it?
Seriously, Marlon.
Marlon, why are we taking shots at Jack on this show?
What am I going to do with Jack?
Because I know he's listening, so I knew he
was going to. Are you trying to get through? What do you think about Aaron Nola? That's what I need.
Well, Aaron Nola, like I said, you know, when he pitched the last time, it was 2-0, and
Marlon, his ERA's over 6.
But that, and guess what? He could be over 6 if them bats making runs.
No.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, come on. They gave this guy $170 million. His ERA's over 6, and you're making excuses. You're talking about pom-poms. You got Nola pom-poms.
And just like the other caller said, put Trey in outfield. I will put Trey in outfield and Bryce Harper in outfield.
Me too.
And then start working in.
Me, Marlon, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. They don't want to do it.
But I know what they don't want to do because ain't nobody saying nothing on a different show.
I've been screaming about Trey for 2 years. We could yell as loud as we want. They're going to do whatever they want.
You're being censored, Marlon.
Well, let me just say one more thing.
Okay.
Though. Now, I remember when Don Johnson used to do the Blue Chews.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he promoted it, it was, you know, a man could hear it. But that afternoon show.
All right, you can take it up with them. We're not going to spend 5 minutes
on
that.
We ain't about to start bashing them.
Now,
for
if you want to have fun
things.
With Jack, with the Bryce thing, that's fine. Yeah. But, like, they're doing what they're doing.
They still ain't brought me no Blue Chews either, though.
Well, that's why you don't want to rip them, because you want some Blue Chews.
Yeah, I'm trying to work that out.
You're trying to get product
what
over here.
What you mean?
Yeah.
Sell out.
If it's free, it's me.
That's sellout.
That is the definition of sellout.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
But I said it like it wasn't a bad thing.
You are a complete sellout. It is remarkable.
I like new stuff. I like different stuff. Blue Chews.
You could order your own.
I say chew it and do it, but it's better when you get them for free.
Yeah, but there's a promo code.
Don't you get it for
free shipping or something? You got a promo code. Man,
I got to ask
lather Vaseline on me.
Chew it and do it.
You have it. I've heard you ask them before about the Blue Chews.
And you notice how they always curb me. You know, they'll never like be like, yo, they act like they don't use them. But they do.
I just assumed they do. Yeah, that was an assumption I had. All right, before we go any further, can we check in with you people? What are they doing tonight?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So I just want to remind you people and everyone else listening, you should be joining us for a special one-night-only event with Eagles legend Brandon Graham. Get your tickets for BG Live on 5-5. That's May 5th, Hugh, not May 4th.
You ain't going to lay that down, huh?
Nope.
Right now on 94WIP.com. So we do have our daily Hugh lookalike today.
Who's my lookalike?
Cookie Monster.
Oh, the blue. Somebody is enamored with the clothing, my clothing attire like that I wear every day.
Yeah,
that's Cookie Monster blue.
I mean, no, it's really royal blue. Kind of royal blue.
It's a little darker than Cookie?
Well, it's royal blue.
It's pretty Cookie Monster-ish. I mean, no, I got
royal blue.
I got a blue on, too.
Yeah, yeah. We're all wearing blue today.
Yeah, oh, look at that.
Or is mine green? Is it blue-green? What's mine? I guess it's blue.
Yeah, look a little blue.
You're having your own color issues. We'll get to that in just a little bit there, Joe.
Can't wait.
Am I the only one who gets creeped out when Joe looks at the camera? It's like you're looking directly into their soul.
So I'm not trying to. I just.
You're hyper aware of the camera.
Well, yeah. I mean, look. Sometimes it's in front of me. Now, sometimes we have the screen up because we have two TVs in here, and you can. Sometimes we see the feed. We do not have that up today.
No. Interesting. You're not like Hugh, who's thinking about the camera on your.
I'm not thinking about it.
I haven't been thinking. I'm adjusting.
But now I'm going to look at it more on purpose, just to look at you people. I'm watching you guys. I'm watching you.
A couple of requests. First one is for me to grow my mustache into a handlebar. Doing it.
Well, Raleigh fingers, actually.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a handlebar guy. They also want, maybe we should dim the lights on Joe.
Again, I can't.
Because people are wearing sunglasses at work. Tell you,
there's only so much I could do about
this. This is the problem with them dimming the lights. Then you ain't going to be able to see me. I mean, it is what it is.
So it's either
we're accommodating you,
you know what I mean?
With the bright lights.
That's why I'm wearing all these bright ass colors, because if you get any darker, boy, I'm going to blend.
Look,
there's
a lot of shine going on in that studio.
How about this? We'll try it tomorrow.
What if we wear our hoods and then I won't shine?
Yeah, we'll try
with the hood. I'll put the hood on.
We will try tomorrow. Okay.
So, as always with company man Hugh Douglas, one of the first comments today was, let's see how Hugh's going to spin this into telling us not to worry.
Again,
they were on to you before you even started.
People know what to expect.
My job here is to take you behind the veiled curtain of the athlete, in this case, former athlete, and try to paint a picture.
Yep, that's right.
I'm never going to lay that down.
You're doing everybody a service.
From company man to spin Dr. Douglas over
here. I tell you.
Company man Hughes.
This company man thing is really, it's become a thing, because I didn't even think you were too company man today.
People
hear it now.
Yeah, they're being what they call nudges.
Carrying water for the Phillies, man.
Wow.
Not a water carrier.
Get you a bucket over here.
Guilty.
Guilty.
So Robin Ducco brought this guy up earlier.
Yep.
And somebody pointed this out in the chat earlier today. Guess who's batting 375 on the season?
On the Phillies?
No.
Oh.
He said, not Trout.
Austin Hayes.
Oh, Austin Hayes. Okay.
He hit a home run today.
Yeah. No, because I thought we were back on that Trout train.
Oh, well, we're just wait.
I pre-up the strike that I'm going to jump the shark, if you will.
Dabrowski's batting 1,000 on this outfield.
He's got six home runs ready to sell Austin.
He's healthy, though. Yep. He's still healthy, too.
Yes. Well, Mike Trout? Yeah, he's fine. Yeah.
For now.
Guys, we trot out Kepler and whatever center fielders every day.
I'll take Trout on one leg. He's going to be in a wheelchair in a month.
Honest question. Trout on one leg or Rojas?
All right. Trout on one leg.
Hugh? Trout on one leg.
It's a fair retort.
Buddy got hurt using the toilet, though, man. That doesn't you know, change the way you feel at all?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
We are
reaching the point of desperation.
Yes. The Trout trade will be the ultimate desperation.
Yep. All right. Last one. If the Eagles draft Mason Taylor, will Hugh be having his own version of Peanut Butter Week?
I'm a damn sure try.
You're going to shoot the J.
I'm going to shoot the J. Shoot it. Man, listen. If Auntie comes see her nephew play, yes. I'm going to shoot the J. Why not? What do I have to lose? Nothing.
No, of course not. Well, actually, I mean, it does work out. Like, she's not just some person. She could be on the show with us all the time. She's a talk show host.
Oh, we can't. The Hugh's going to be a mess.
On the phone.
I'm a professional.
No, you're not. Don't lie to me. Why are you lying to everyone?
I'm lying to people. I'm a professional.
Can't lie to the people, man. Yeah, the people on YouTube can see you laughing and smiling at you. It's why everyone knows you didn't take the pledge seriously.
No, I did take the pledge seriously.
You know what it is? It's a funny joke now until next week when they actually draft him. And then you know the boss is going to have to call you and be like, I know
be professional.
But like, he's an Eagle now. We can't really be doing this with the ant.
I can't be like the cat that was... Who was in Atlanta? The broadcast trying to get the girl's number?
Yeah,
you can't do that, man. Got to be
professional.
That
became pretty polarizing.
Yeah, that you got to be professional.
He did get the number, though. I mean, it worked.
They did.
People were flipping out about that.
Yeah,
just relax over there.
Hey, Auntie. I like how you turned the music up. No, I'm going to be a professional,
no,
man.
I will admire
her from afar.
You know what? We're going to have to create the pledge.
Admire her from afar.
You're going to need a pledge you're going to have to take.
Oh, I'll take it because I'm not, you know, like realistically, I mean, I think she's
the peanut
she's
butter very, skin pledge.
I think she's very attractive, but I mean, these are, like, y'all got to realize, these are for jokes.
These are for giggles. You're a mess.
She's fine, though. She is fine.
Yeah. All right. There it is. There is today's You People. Let's grab Angelo in Westchester. Hey, Angelo.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good,
hey,
Angelo.
How you
what's
doing,
up?
Man?
Hey, pleasure to get on. So my thing is, I actually want to go back to what a caller said earlier with the dugout. I do agree. I do think the biggest problem with this team is in the dugout. And it could be more than Topper than anybody.
Okay.
But pitching coach, batting coach, assistant coaches. I mean, if we're 500 since, 2 months from now last year. So in the last 10 months, now, granted, we don't play every single month.
No, but they've played, in their last 120-ish games, they're about a 500 team. It's a long time.
Yes. After going on one of the almost a historical tear through the All-Star break last year.
Yes.
And then to go cold and stay cold. And the one thing I wanted to draw on was with Nola. I think that it's yes. I don't want to take this away. Nola is declining, but I think he's declining more with a catcher he's not used to or comfortable with. And I've noticed this with every pitcher that's pitched Marshawn recently and last year when JT got hurt. They just don't really look comfortable with him. I mean, he doesn't seem like he's fully comfortable calling games. Now, that's whether that's the environment he's put in from the pitching coach
right.
with Gotham, but or whether it's from minor leagues. But, I mean, if we look at the pitching staff in the minors right now, every single one of them are on fire with Stubbs catching.
They are, and up here, the Marshawn thing. It's on my radar, Angela, good call. I'm not ready to say that it's a direct correlation. Like it's like Stubbs is the reason the AAA guys are doing well, and Marshawn is the reason. Feels like we're trying to find answers to the... I mean, Aaron Nola's velocity
exactly what we're doing.
Is not down because Rafael Marshawn is the one squatting, not Stubbs.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. We're at a point because we see some similar things that happened last year. Yeah. And we're just trying to fix everything.
We're grasping at straws. Yeah, yeah. You know what we need today before we sign off? We need a win. You guaranteed it yesterday, and it didn't happen. We can't lose 3 out of 4 to the Giants at home. We need a win.
We gotta go 50-50.
We got to. Can you guarantee it?
We got
it?
This. We're going to win this one today.
You sure?
On the mound.
Christopher Sanchez.
Yeah, we got this.
All right, we got it.
I got this.
Big win today.
This.
Afternoon show next. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Don't die. We'll talk tomorrow.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.